With me I have Richard McCarter, the City Derry coach. Richard, probably not the result we were hoping for.
No, it's definitely not. We knew these were a couple of big weeks, two big home games coming up against Bangor and Tullamore next week, ones that were must win really. So it's a major setback for us, but we don't have long to feel sorry for ourselves, so we need to get back into it for next week.
Well, was Sam Duffy injured today, a tight head? Because obviously that was one of the problems that we had, was the scrum.
Yeah, he was. Sam's had a bit of a problem with his neck, sort of arm area, so we couldn't take any risks with him. So we'll see what he's like through the week and for selection next Saturday. But he was a major blow for us this week. The scrum didn't get any sort of real dominance, and that's where we really struggled, to be honest, to get any real go forward ball.
Yeah, because every time there was a scrum banger, we're getting a penalty or something, and that meant they could get a 40-yard penalty to touch, and all the hard work that you'd done prior to that was wasted.
Well, that's it. It made exiting pretty difficult for us, especially if they got us into our own 22. We knew that their game plan was to keep it tight. If they got a scrum, it was major warning bells for us. So it wasn't ideal. I thought we coped with it not too bad in the second half, but by that stage most of the damage had been done.
Well, we can't do anything more about today. Next week, Tullamore. Now, that's obviously the home games are running out, and the games are running as well. And that's a game that is almost a must win, because there's some difficult games still left.
There is. Like, every game in this league is difficult. We know that. Today's gone now. There's no point in dwelling on it. We can look at certainly the positives, if there were a few. But we've a lot of work on us. But as you say, we've got to get up for next Saturday, and it is a must win. There's no doubt about that.
Well, it's a matter of forget about today and target Tullamore. And hopefully next week, Richard, things will be a bit better.
Yep, fingers crossed. Like, a lot can change in rugby in 80 minutes, so we've got to make sure that we're on the right end of the scoreboard next week.